God bless Nigeria. Please put your hands together once again. Happy Independence. Happy National Day. Happy 4th October. Praise the Lord. It's a great thing to be a Nigerian. I saw a post that one of our brothers posted, and I really, really like that post, that the people that are in Nigeria, they always look ahead to say that other countries are better. But when he gave us the details, the things that they are enjoying there and the things that we're enjoying here, when you look at it critically, you find out that Nigeria is not very bad. It's just that we have a work to do. We have a work to do. Say, I have a work to do. God bless us in Jesus' name. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for it's a great thing to come together to celebrate. We appreciate your love for Nigeria. Thank you for giving us so much. Thank you for blessing us, endowing us with so much. This is the best place to be on earth. So we thank you. We give you all the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please let me reiterate two announcements. Physical Bible studies will start again in November. Please put your hands together for Jesus. Yes, COVID is going, but we still need to watch it. The second thing is that, did you enjoy the traditional praise? How many people enjoyed it? I did. Next week, we're having traditional THY praise. Please come and invite your friends, neighbors, and families. You will praise God. That 1 hour, we'll just praise God throughout in the traditional way. We'll even give you a handkerchief. So if you know how to roll and dance and roll, please come and bring somebody when you are coming. It is well with us in Jesus' name. Let's go into the Word of God. How many people love Nigeria? How many people love Nigeria? If you don't raise your hand, we'll deport you. I love Nigeria. There used to be a song, I love Nigeria. I want to know which way Nigeria is going to. In the name of Jesus, Nigeria will go to great places. In Jesus' name. This morning, we are just calling ourselves to build together in the short time we have. The title of the message is, Come, Let Us Build Together. Say to somebody, say, Come, Let Us Build Together. Turn to someone else, say, Come, Let's Build Together. One thing that is certain in that statement you just made is the fact that you love Nigeria. Because if you don't love something, you don't want to build it. I pray that the Lord will create that love in our hearts in Jesus' name. Let's look at the book of Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 17 and 18. Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 17 and 18. But now I said to them, you know very well what trouble we are in. Jerusalem lies in ruins, and its gates have been destroyed by fire. Let us rebuild the wall of Jerusalem and end this disgrace. Then I told them about how the gracious hand of God had been on me and about my conversation with the king. The person, the character here is Nehemiah. The context is that his country, Judah, was ravaged by the enemies, and they took them slaves, but some returned. And Ezra and some others have gone ahead to try to, you know, rebuild or reorientate people and to cite them and encourage them. But Ezra was in Persia. He was a top officer of the administration of Persia. And so one day, he was enjoying himself in a foreign land. News came to him that his people, the walls of Jerusalem, had still remained in ruins 70 years after the people had returned. So, when you look at what the walls stood for in those days, the wall of a city stood for protection. It stood for dignity. In those days, the wall stood for pride. So if a city doesn't have a wall, they are always living in fear. They feel troubled, disillusioned. They can't sleep with their two eyes open, closed. There was no security. That is the situation that the country was in. Nehemiah took the challenge when he heard that there was a problem. He didn't just sit down and say, Shebi, I am enjoying myself here. I'm in a country where there is better administration. I'm in a country where there is better organization. I'm in a country where there is amenities and infrastructure. He didn't say that. Nehemiah took it upon himself and went home. But before he went home, he did some things. The first thing he did in chapter 1, when he heard the news, chapter 1 verse 4, he went to God and he prayed. He went to God and he prayed. It was the first thing he did. You can see that in Nehemiah chapter 1 verse 4. He heard the news in verse 2. The thing caught his heart. He was disturbed. Immediately, he went to God. One lesson there is this. When you are disturbed, who do you call? When you hear news that is not good enough, who do you call to? Nehemiah got the news. He went crying unto God. He went into ashes. And he sought the face of God. He knelt down and he cried. From verse 4 to verse 11, he was crying and supplicating with God. And God gave him favor, because God put the love for Jerusalem in his heart. And when he spoke with the king, meanwhile, it was the king who asked, "What is wrong with you? Your countenance is sad." The Lord will make people who would matter for you to be concerned about you. You won't even need to ask. They are the ones that will ask you, "What is the problem? We have known you to be very diligent in your work, but today you are down. You are always very happy, cheerful. You are always the life of the office or the life of the party, but today something must be wrong." And then the king gave him a letter. The king gave him access to resources. And then, when he was about to go, he took people and spoke with them. Everyone he spoke with, they favored him. And they were ready to go with him. Now, that is the story of Jerusalem and someone who had love for Jerusalem. Now, let's come home. You are the Nehemiah that will build Nigeria. I and you, we are the Nehemiahs that God is depending on to build Nigeria. Say amen. Some people are thinking in their hearts, how could it be me? She won't dasile, won't go. What I said is that you are thinking that, how would it be me? Am I the president of Nigeria? How would it be me? Am I the governor of your state? How would it be me that will build Nigeria? Yes, it is you. Please, I want you to point to yourself. It is me. I want you to point to someone beside you. It is you. So, who is the Nehemiah that God is depending on to build Nigeria? It is you and it is me. It is you and I. What are the things we need to do? What are the things God is expecting us to do? Number one, Nehemiah prayed. God is expecting us to pray. God is expecting us to pray. As citizens of Nigeria, we should not resign to fate. That's F-A-T-E. And say, Kokomio, it doesn't concern me. No. How many people have said that before? I've said that before. But the Lord is calling us today to change our attitude, to change our mindset, to say that I will build Nigeria. And we'll shortly get to the things that we can do to build Nigeria. We have a role to play. Each of us has a part to play. Sometimes you have said, the problem is too great. How would it be repaired? How is that you, where you are, will start doing the right things? Say, I will do the right things. Say, I will do the right things. Okay, let's talk about the right things. Number one, patriotism. Number two, service. Number three, self and group discipline. Let's talk about patriotism. This is the flag of Nigeria. It's one of the symbols of Nigeria. The coat of arms is another symbol. How do we treat Nigeria? Do you talk down? You see, some people talk down and they look down on Nigeria. May God change our hearts today in Jesus' name. Many of us look down on Nigeria. Many of us talk down on Nigeria. Many of us curse Nigeria. The symbols of Nigeria don't mean anything to us, to some of us, or most of us. From today, the Lord is calling us to change our hearts and begin to talk well about Nigeria. Begin to talk well about Nigeria. Some people, they say, there is no light, and then they will curse NEPA. The things that we say are very powerful. Please, let's watch out from today. Let's watch out from today. In Romans 13, the Bible says, be subject to every authority. How do you speak to those that have been elected? Those that are in authority? Your local government chairman, your counselors, the president, the senators. Many of us speak bad or we speak ill of them. When the Lord opened my eyes to see this in Romans chapter 13, I had to repent because I have also been in that shoe before. From today, I'm encouraging you, please let us change our attitude to the nation, our attitude to the officials of our nation, and let us pray. Let's pray. You know, the people that live in America, how many people want to go to America? Some people, some children are already raising their hands. Many people want to go to America. We go to the embassy and they eat with the money. I mean, one of the very high sources of revenue for the government of America is the visa fees that Nigerians and people all over the world pay. But what makes America to be great? There is a culture, there is a patriotism. Do you know? They say, God bless America. In the schools, every day, they will pray and bless America. Because they will sing the anthem or the pledge. I've seen some films. I think it's either the pledge or the anthem. They will pray. The students will sing the anthem and pray. How many people have said, God bless Nigeria today? This week, it's an encouragement for us to develop a habit of blessing Nigeria. An American can fight because of a flag. If they see you maltreating their symbol, they can fight you. That is how much they value their country. Do you value your country? Please, the Lord is calling us to order today. Let's value Nigeria. Service. Many of us get employed in public service, even in our private service. Instead of doing the work, we are loitering, we are gisting. We do not count what we do that much. It is not the right thing to do. Please, from today, let us determine to change our hearts and pay attention to the work that we have to do. What about discipline? Discipline. This one talks to many of us. You are driving on the road and you beat the traffic light. The authority on the road is a traffic warden and the traffic light. By the time you beat that light, you have disobeyed what the word of God says in Romans 13. Obey every authority. The Lord will help us. How do you queue? You know, if you've been outside Nigeria before, you know that they respect each other. And that outside Nigeria is not necessarily Europe. Even in Ghana, in our neighboring countries, you're on the road driving. You respect the other person. In fact, you drive for the person, your neighbor on the road. In Nigeria, it is not the case. It is a call for us to change our attitude. Many times, Nigerians drive defensively. They see that you are approaching the junction, and they know that they are supposed to wait for you. It is when they are coming and they see that the car is coming to join the junction that they do what? They speed more. It is what happens. So we all know it. Have you joined them? Please, let's not join them. If you've been doing it, please let's change our hearts. It pains my heart many times when I'm on the road driving, and you see that there is a roundabout or a junction and there is no movement in front. There are cars coming and they are supposed to join the other road. But the persons on this road, they will just drive to block that road. It pains me. It's as if I should come down and say, why don't you wait and let these people pass since there is no movement in front? These are little things that we need to do. We can't afford to be blaming the government in Abuja or the government of the governor in Oyo State when these little things, we don't pay attention to them. This is a call for us to change. Please, let's be on our feet. Many of us sing the national anthem and we don't even think it deep in our hearts that Let's pay attention to the words of it. In 2 minutes, we're going to pray that second verse of the national anthem. We'll sing it, and while we're singing it, we're confessing it. I hope you know it. Maybe the media can help us to project, O God of creation. Let's sing it prayerfully.
God of creation, direct on open cause, guide thou our leaders right, help our youth the truth to know, in love and honesty to grow.
May the Lord build Nigeria to be a nation where peace, where justice shall reign. May God guide the youths aright and help the leaders to know the truth. May the land Nigeria be healed. And may the Lord build us all to be those who are change agents that will change Nigeria. And the Lord will bless us and bless your family as you do this. In Jesus' name.